The results were practically baked in before anyone had even cast their votes. This was the most predictable Super Tuesday in recent history. Joe Biden may have become the first incumbent president to lose a nominating contest since Jimmy Carter 44 years ago, but he still claimed resounding wins in 14 states, as did Donald Trump, who's vying for the White House for the third time. His success forced Nikki Haley, his last remaining challenger, to drop out of the race early on Wednesday, paving the way for the inevitable outcome, a Biden-Trump face-off, a rerun that most Americans say they don't even want. Benji Hire, Washington.